Ever sit in a rush hour traffic jam and think, there must be a better way to get around? Or you turn on your radio and you learn that the air pollution is so bad, you should limit outdoor activity. Then there are the water shortages, forcing a city like Wichita Falls to recycle its wastewater for drinking. We know those are North Texas challenges. John Rezant, founder of the New Cities Foundation, says those same challenges are being faced by nearly every growing city in the world.
So a couple of years ago, mankind, for the first time in history, passed the threshold of more than half the human population is living in cities. So we have to get cities right.
Instead of mayors just meeting with mayors, academics with academics, corporate executives with their peers, Rezant wanted to put all of the best innovators together and urge them to think big.
Get a real multi-stakeholder conversation going in which we can all work and figure out better solutions to big urban problems.
Dallas is hosting this third conference after Paris and Sao Paulo. Those invited will tackle transportation improvements, using technology to connect residents, and Lady Barbara Judge will talk about how cities can better include their senior citizens. She chairs Britain's Pension Protection Fund, so taking care of the elderly is something she thinks about a lot.
I think they need interpersonal connection. I think they need to meet people. I think they need public transportation so they can go out. I think they need to have inclusive ways to be involved in the arts. And frankly, I think they're a great source of help for younger people.
The conferees are also going to examine the success of the Dallas Arts District, which is where they're meeting. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings says the Arts District is a prime reason the conference chose to come to Big D.
When you look at the great cities of the world, they're realizing that arts and culture are a major driver, not only in quality of life, but in economic development. The fact that Dallas, over the last 15, 20 years, has created one of the finest cultural arts districts in the world, says that other cities are going to learn from it.
Mayor Rawlings says it's a great opportunity for Dallas to be seen on the international stage, to tell its story while it also looks for solutions. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.